Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and programs developed for 501c3 programs. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So it is the night before Christmas Eve. So welcome everyone to our program. I want to say Merry Christmas to those who are celebrating in this time of the holiday season. Happy holidays to others. We know Kwanzaa is the 26th, so if you're celebrating that as well, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. I came on tonight to just wish you all the best, wish you some great blessings, and hope that you are enjoying your holiday season. I know this can be a tough time for some people, so I thought about not doing the show tonight, but I said, you know what, I'm going to come on and just share some great things with you all about the Christmas holidays. So the first thing, again, I want to say thank you to my longtime listeners. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. For those who are new, who never listened to our show before, I want to say Merry Christmas to you as well. And thank you so much. And I hope that you can join us again throughout the coming weeks and into 2022. So wishing you and your family a wonderful Christmas holiday is what I wanted to do tonight. I want to make sure that we are all in a good place, if we can be, and I know it's pretty tough for some people, but we are going to move forward. We're going to celebrate. We're going to do the things that make us happy. I was talking to a friend of my mom's today, and we were talking about just doing things that you did not want to do because you were pleasing other people, but how about doing the things that make you happy? So in this season, I want to wish you all the best, but I also want you to do the things that make you happy. When you're trying to please other people, it never really works out because it's only for their pleasure and not your own. And so when you're looking at all that you're doing and all that you've done throughout the year, it is a blessing to still be here this holiday season. It is a sad time for so many as we've lost loved ones and they won't be able to join us for this Christmas holiday. But we do fully understand what the season is, and Jesus is the reason for the season. I have no problem saying that. And so as I celebrate, I want you to know that it's all about my Lord and Savior, His Son, Jesus Christ. It's all about family. It's about relationships. It's about holding each other accountable, building each other up, looking at where we came from and how far we have come, lessons that we have learned from wherever we were in the beginning of this year and where we will be at the end of this year. Excuse me. Excuse me. I feel really dry for some reason. Yesterday, I'm going to share this with you. I was so cold, and I live in Hampton Roads, so those you know, we can have all kinds of weather throughout the day. But I had a chill yesterday, and I just could not get rid of it. My husband built a fire, and he wanted to, you know, make me warm and cozy and comfy, and I put my fuzzy slippers on and thought that would make me feel better, but it actually didn't. I had gone out yesterday. I thought I had on enough clothes, but probably I did not. So I want to say in this season, when you're going out and about, make sure that you're dressing properly. This is the cold and flu season, and please remember that we're still in COVID-19. It has not gone away. and it won't go away before Christmas Day, so we're going to do the best that we can in this environment that we're in. When we're looking at who we are and celebrating and just looking at different things as we go through the holidays, just find things that bring you joy. I finally put up my Christmas tree on Monday night, and it takes me a long time to do it because this is my mom's favorite time of the year. She loved Christmas. She loved decorating. And in honor of her, I decided to put the tree up, and I had not put a tree up. I put it up last year, but I really didn't decorate it like I normally would. I just put it up and put a few balls on it. This year, in remembrance of my mom, I went full out with balls and garland and the angel on top, all of that, and found some of the kids' Christmas things that they had made. The wonderful thing about Christmas is, you know, it's coming every year. That doesn't change. But you get to share some good memories with your loved ones during the Christmas holidays. And if loved ones aren't there, you get to have those good memories of the people who were a part of your life and who are so important to your life. So as I was going through my box of ornaments and things, I found some things that belong to my children, and it just brought a smile to my face, and it made me happy. I remember my son made this little Christmas tree out of felt, and he also made a little Santa Claus. It's so cute. And I remember my daughter made a little placeholder out of a little tin pan bottom. And so those things brought me joy. And then my other daughter, she made something out of like a clothespin reindeer. So they are hanging on my tree. And again, do the things that make you happy. And I found this little thing on Facebook because I was looking today to see what everybody was doing. And I found a quote, and it's from Lessons from a Christmas Tree. And it says, "Be a light in the darkness. We all fall over sometimes. We can never wear too much glitter. Bring joy to others. Sparkle and twinkle as often as possible. It's okay to be a little tilted." And so I thought that was really cute. And the person was Jane Logan, I believe, who wrote that. I tried to look it up, but I think it was Jane Logan. And so that made, again, it made me smile, and things that make you happy. So I wanted to just share that with everyone tonight, and hope that you and your family are having a wonderful holiday. Do you have any traditions? Veronica and I talked about that the last time we were on the show. Any family traditions that you have, or are you making new traditions? And it's okay to make new ones, and it's actually wonderful to change up things a little bit. I was listening to, I think it was one of the broadcasts, and I don't want to call out the name because I may be wrong, but anyway, the topic was, What are you doing for Christmas, and what new traditions do you have, or old ones? So one of the new traditions that the young man said that they have is dressing up in the pajamas. And he said they did that last year. He said, but this year they're doing the onesie, and he is not doing the onesie because he can't see himself in a onesie. And I thought that was funny too. And so we just have to find joy in everything that we do. And I actually went out to try to find pajamas for me and myself and my son, my husband and my son, and I couldn't find any. And I went to all the stores that they said they had them, but maybe I went too late, so I guess you have to buy those off-season. So is your family going to put on pajamas and celebrate Christmas together? I know some traditions, Christmas Eve, you normally would open one gift. That was one of the things that we got to do as children. We could open one gift. And back then, and you think about it, it was so exciting just to see what was inside of the paper. And I remember so many times we got that little brown paper bag. Veronica talked about that, the brown paper bag with your candy canes and your Christmas candy. Does anybody still get Christmas candy? Is it even available? Yeah, I think you can order some, but I don't know if I saw any yesterday when I was out because I was out and about. But those are the things that we have to look forward to, and then your mom would put the candy in the dish for Santa before you went to bed, and then in the morning the candy would be gone like Santa Claus had been there. But you know my mama ate that candy, right? So it's just thinking about all the memories that I shared with my mom and my family growing up, and again, it makes me smile. And the family traditions, we would, again, do the one gift on Christmas Eve, and then we would cook. Like all night, we would just stay up all night cooking, and my grandmother would bake things, and she would bake things not just for our household, but everybody's family. And so it was just a wonderful time of giving and giving back to the community. And so those are the things that make me happy. So even though this is a pretty tough Christmas for me because there's a lot going on, but I still wanted to make sure that I was able to share just a little bit of joy with my audience and wanted to come on tonight to do that. Then I was thinking about all the friends and family that we haven't talked to all year long. Wouldn't this be a great time to sit down and make some phone calls and call people? And I know people are texting now, you know, that's a new thing to do. But wouldn't it be just nice if you could just take like an hour just to call people that you haven't talked to and remind them that you do love them, even though you don't get to see them, you still love them and you wanted to share some Christmas joy with them. I sent out a few Christmas cards this year, and I haven't done that in so long. And personally, I like getting cards in the mail, and I wanted to make sure that I sent a few out this year. So it's, you know, in general, we like to keep things lighthearted at Christmas time, but you can't ignore that many of us have had a difficult year with illnesses and COVID loss and job loss and emotions. And then there were some good things that happened this year. People found their God-given gift, and they were able to build a new business, and people were writing books because they were home more, and people were spending their time doing the things that they always wanted to do, but they just never had time to do that. So even though it has been a hard year, we want to make sure that we stay encouraged and that we reach out to family and friends, and no matter where they are, far or near, and let them know how much we love them. We don't know what tomorrow may bring, but we do know we have today, and if we are here today and be present about it and find that happiness. And like if you're like me and you like cards, there's still time. You can get some cards for the new year. It doesn't have to be a Christmas card. It can be New Year card that you can send out to those loved ones if you have addresses and you're not able to speak to everyone or you don't, you know, feel that it's appropriate for you to call. So send out a card for the new year and wish them a joyous and prosperous new year. You can still do that. And I'm not skipping past Christmas, believe me. I'm not. I'm just saying, even though, because you might think it's too late to send out a Christmas card. Nope. It's never too late. And get some cards for the new year. And there's so many great things online, like Canva. You can make some online cards you can send to your business associates. I'm going to do that tomorrow. That's on my plate for tomorrow. And I'm going to send those out. Not a whole lot, just a few. To some key people that have meant a lot to me this past year. And I hope that you'll think of something great that you want to do. If you have a neighbor or neighbors that you normally, you know, would give something to, make sure you get something for them that doesn't have to be anything great. What made me think of that was my neighbor came over today with a handful of things, and I have things for her. I just had not wrapped them yet, so I'll get her things out to her tomorrow. And so, and it can be candy, it can be something sweet, it can be a candle, you know, just think about somebody. It could be a cozy and they can wrap themselves in. It could be some booties, a little socks. I love those, and those little scarves that you wear around your neck with the hat and the matching scarf, things like that. So it doesn't have to cost a whole lot of money to give a gift. If you are a person who's crafty and you make beautiful things, and if you had time, which is kind of not going to be in the next 24 hours, you're going to make something, but maybe next year you can start making things for people to just show them how much you appreciate them. And with the new year, just think about, you know, just loving on each other and trying to be safe, and if you're traveling, because we know that some people are. And so if you're traveling, I hope that you are safe and that you get to your destination and without any trouble at all, without any restrictions, and that you come back just as healthy as when you went. We know so many people are getting sick. The numbers are rising with COVID. We can't dismiss it. It's in our face, and we have to be realist about it. But we can also still have some fun wherever we can. So whatever you're doing this holiday season, just remember the reason for the season. And if you do that, you're going to be fine. When you're looking at the Christmas holiday, it's lovely to think about what means so much to you, what's piercing your heart, what are the things, again, that bring you joy and happiness, because nobody can determine what your happiness is. You are the only person that can do that. And every time I say joy and happiness, I think about that song, Something That'll Make You Do Wrong, Make You Do Right. So is that Al Green? And it probably is. But just think about the things that make you happy and just do them in the holiday season. And because, you know, life is so short that we just don't know what's going to come tomorrow, but we certainly can enjoy ourselves today. And I just want to, you know, just bring those things to you, the difference, and talk to you a little bit about the joy and happiness. So the difference between joy and happiness, joy is a little word, happiness is a bigger word. Joy is the heart, happiness is on the face. Joy is the soul, happiness is of the moment. Joy transcends, happiness reacts. Joy embraces peace and contentment, waiting to be discovered. Joy runs deep and overflows, while happiness hugs hello. Joy is a practice and a behavior. Joy puts a smile on your face. Joy is what we have when we have peace on the inside. So what's the difference between joy and happiness? It's whatever you make it to be. You have to choose who you are. Joy is an inner peace and an inner feeling. Happiness is an outward expression. Joy is profound and scriptural. Don't worry, rejoice. Happiness is a balm. Don't worry, be happy. Joy is a practice and a behavior. It's deliberate and it's intentional. Happiness comes and goes brutally along the way. Joy runs deep and overflows, while happiness hugs another hello. So while you're looking at everything that is going on around you, decide what you're going to do, if you're going to have joy, that inner peace, and if you're going to be able to endure whatever hardships that come, because joy endures those hardships and trials and connects with meaning and purpose. A person pursues happiness but chooses joy. So no matter what is going on, choose joy. Know that it's your option. Nobody can give it to you and nobody can take it away from you. It's actually up to you. And so when I was looking at the difference between joy and happiness, every person who says joy is the underlying truth that's good and it condescends anything that is bad. And so you have to really look at where you are in your own relationship, in your relationship with your Lord and Savior, in your relationships with your friends and family. What does it mean to you? So despite the different perspectives, the idea that holds greater sway today is that experiencing happiness depends on external factors. Happiness happens to us, even though we may seek it, desire it, pursue it. Feeling happiness is not a choice as we make. Joy is a choice. Joy, on the other hand, is a choice purposefully made. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling at this Christmas time, choose joy. Choose to be joyous. Love your life. Love who you are. Don't let anyone take your joy away from you. You're in control of it yourself. You control your own destiny. Nobody can do that but you. And I was teaching a class, and while I'm talking, it just kind of came up, so I wanted to share that as well. Teaching a class last night, and we were talking about our net worth and the value that we have, and I was talking about your net worth is your assets and everything that you own. So no matter what it is, if it's a house or a car or shoe collection, if it's artwork, if it's a coin collection, those are all your things, and they belong to you. And somebody in my class said that they were told that you could not add, like, your clothing and shoes to the value to be an asset. And I had to take a breath on that one, because that person was letting somebody else tell them that what they could not value about the things that they own personally. And so it took me a minute to grasp it, but then I had to come back and say that you cannot let somebody else dictate to you what your assets are, what your value is. And so many times we have done that. We have let other people tell us that we're not worth anything, that our our being is just, we're just being. And we have to debunk that myth. Our value is everything that we own. So you may be a person with only 3 dresses and 2 pairs of shoes and 1 purse, but it's yours, and you own it. You purchased it, and it's something of value. It's just of no value to anyone else but you. You must value it. And the things that you own that have value and that you can sell, they definitely are an asset. So whoever told them that, I didn't ask them who told them that, and it's none of my business. So I have to mind my own business. I have to stay in my lane. But it just took me for a second just to process that and just to really hear what that person was saying. And they started out by saying they said that it was no value. And so to me that meant that this person believed that the things that they own were of no value. But we always have to look at everything that God has given us and choose to find our value, choose to know our net worth, choose to know what our assets are. And, you know, I'm a money person, so money is always in my conversation, but it doesn't rule me. I don't chase after it. It's going to come, and I truly believe that. But that's my profession. So anytime I'm studying or looking at things, and when I find different situations where I'm teaching a class and I hear things like that, I know that I still have so much work to do as a financial representative, as a financial coach, as a financial advisor, to let people know that you are valued, that you are worth so much more than anybody could ever imagine or give you permission to put a price on you. There's no price for you because God already paid for your price. He paid the price for you. So don't let other people devalue you. Happiness doesn't bring joy, and joy is the byproduct of happiness. Joy is something grander than happiness. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And when we find joy, it's infused with comfort and wrapped in peace. It's an attitude of the heart and spirit, and often it's often reflective but not limited to following Jesus Christ and pursuing a Christian life. So when, regardless of one's faith, joy is present inside everyone as an untapped reserve or potential. So we all have the potential to have joy. We all have the potential to enjoy life. We can pursue happiness, but joy is something that we have. And Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." So again, regardless of one's faith, joy is present. It's inside of all of us. We just have to choose to unwrap it and tap into that resource. It is possible to experience joy in difficult times. It's possible to know joy or feel joy in spite of grief or uncertainty. Joy doesn't need a smile in order to exist. Although joy does feel better with a happy smile, joy can share space with other emotions. Sadness, fear, anger, even unhappiness, happiness cannot. Happiness isn't present in darkness and in difficulty. It can't be present when you're not following the rules. But once discovered, joy undergirds our spirits and brings to life peace and contentment, and even in the face of unhappiness. And I was, as I was looking at this, I was trying to find out who wrote this. So just know that any time that you have compassion and that you have joy, that it's up to you how you want to share it. And again, don't let anyone tell you what your joy should be. Joy blooms through connection. It's what God wants for us. Often the connection is with other people, but it can also be with pets, with creativity, with your environment, and everything that we find about us. Joy is present. It's in the moment, in every moment. Happiness is temporary and mostly just passing through. When happiness is present, it's larger than life. It feels good, and nothing feels better. It seems worthy of attention. But happiness is also fickle. It can be present for weeks on end and gone in an instant. True joy is constant. The true definition of joy goes beyond the limited explanation presented in a dictionary, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. True joy is a limitless, life-defining, transformative reserve waiting to be tapped into. It requires the utmost surrender, and like love, is a choice to be made. Joy is not simply a feeling that happens. Joy is also not great happiness or even extreme happiness. It is not jubilation or exhilaration. Emotions that may be present with joy, that may seem like an expression of joy, but which don't define joy. In its truest expression, joy transforms difficult times into blessings and turns heartache into gratitude. Joy brings meaning to life. It brings life to life. And I was trying to find out where I found this at, and I had printed it out, and I think it was on the Compassion site, so I want to give them credit for this because these are not my words. I found this, and I was looking at things that I wanted to share with my audience tonight, and I'm really thinking it was the Compassion page that I was on, and so I really wanted to share that with you because I thought this was amazing for this holiday season to be talking about joy. So no matter what else you're going through, you can find true joy and understand what it means. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy. Psalms 30 and 11. So no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it looks like, you have to choose joy. And in joy, there is hope. And with joy, and even though throughout hardship, there's growth and opportunity. With joy, there's self-esteem and self-respect are indestructible. It is up to you to choose to have happiness or to let your joy exude. When we're helping others, we're showing and expressing our joy. When we're looking at who we are and we're praying for someone that we may not even know, but we saw that they needed a prayer from us, you're showing and exuding joy. You find joy when you make a commitment to be of spiritual mind, soul, body, and spirit. When you have emotional growth, you're showing joy. When you're developing who you are, you're showing a sense of joy. So in this season, I want you to be joyous. I want you to love like you never loved before. I want you to find whatever it is that you need and make sure that it's things that bring joy to you. Don't worry about happiness. Happiness comes and goes. But please know the difference between joy and happiness. Know that we can all go through some things, but always, always understand that where there is joy, you will find happiness, and you're able to give that power to others. And it's in a healing way. And when we decide to grow, we find out that with Christ, all things are possible, and that if we lean on him with understanding, we can find joy and peace in this holiday season. I want to thank you all so much for hanging out with me again tonight. I know this is a little bit different, something different from what we normally would do, but I just felt like I wanted to come on tonight and just share some things with you that were on my mind. And just to say to everyone, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love on yourself. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're doing what you need to do to get you through the holidays, whatever that is, like decorating or shopping or giving presents. Whatever that you find joy in, do it. Do what makes you happy. With that joy on the inside of you, you're going to find that true happiness. So again, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a happy, happy New Year. I am praying for each and every one of you that is listening to the broadcast tonight and those who are here later in the archives. Please, again, be good to yourself. Be good to your loved ones. Find that joy and that peace that surpasses all understanding. I will be back next week for another broadcast of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and if we don't get to see you, a Happy New Year. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can go to the website, and it's issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you'd like to get in touch with Veronica McMillan, you can go to info and micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to the website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. We will see you next week. Merry Christmas!